Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It is a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. The Steelers coming off of two straight losses. Doug, very critical of the Steelers, as he should be, on Channel 11 after the game. We'll get into some of Doug's comments, and we'll expand on them a little bit. We'll have a great discussion about the state of the franchise over the course of the next hour. But, Doug, you're always a big part of the team around here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. You show up to the karaoke event at Mike's Beer Bar every year. Will you be making an appearance tonight at the nipple piercing?
That's a negative. I will not be watching another man get his nipples pierced. I mean, I know it's for charity and everything, but I'll just give you the $33 and just write my name in there.
I have thought about that myself.
Yeah.
But I want a steak on a stone. So I'm going to go down there. I'm going to eat a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a beverage or two, but I can't watch that.
No.
I can't walk.
Even if I was there, I'd turn my back.
Doug, you're a real man.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might pass out if I watched.
I don't know if I'd pass out. I'll say it like this. Just not my type of party.
Mm-hmm. You know, Julius Caesar had his nipples pierced.
I didn't know that.
It was a sign of manhood back in Roman times. So perhaps Pony's trying to channel his inner Julius Caesar.
Maybe so. Maybe we'll get him a little toga to put on. Yeah, that's what he should wear while he's getting his nipples pierced.
He should walk out there in a toga.
Yeah, we just all yell, "Hail Caesar!" Hail Pony!
You ever do the toga thing back in college?
I did not.
Me neither.
No.
We never did the theme party stuff.
No.
The theme was,
let's
drink
a party.
Beer. Exactly.
That's
right.
That's it. You need a theme, then you're just not a good party.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I want to use this as the jumping off point for our conversation, Doug. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin asked about changes being made to the defense, and he said, we don't need to make dramatic changes.
We certainly need to be better in third down than we've been, but it doesn't necessarily mean dramatic changes in terms of schematics and things of that nature. If you look at those two plays, on the 60-yard play, the quarterback was hit as he let it go. It's details that are usually the difference when it's a millisecond. And on the other play, the 35-yard play, he got outside the pocket on us and extended, and we certainly got to do a better job of keeping him constricted in the pocket, man, and getting two guys at the catch point down the grass. And that's one thing that we didn't do in either circumstance. We play a lot of man-free concepts. It usually gives us an opportunity to get two guys at the ball down the grass. We didn't in those instances. And it produced field-flipping, drive-producing, touchdown drive-producing plays that really kind of changed the texture of the ball game.
You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Colts and the Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can't count on much. You can always count on the Steelers giving up third down conversions.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin talking about a millisecond here, a millisecond there. Ain't that pro sports? Like, you either get a guy on the ground or you don't get a guy on the ground. He makes it seem, Doug, like those two plays were the difference in the football game. You know, a game where they gave up 20 consecutive completions. It wasn't just two plays. It was their defense being bad like it was for the second consecutive week.
And he's referencing it's a game of inches. And yes, it's a game of inches. But what I hear him saying, because he does say a lot. And for me to read between the lines, we're not changing scheme because we had them in the right position. They didn't execute. So it's a backhanded slap to the players saying they need to step up and be a little better. And it's, and but he's also giving them a compliment. They were a millisecond away from making the play. So they're there. They just got to take that next step to make the play. I'm with you. 20 straight completions. Is that a millisecond away? 20 seconds, a millisecond away for 20 straight completions mean maybe you need to put them in a better position so they're not a millisecond away, or confuse the quarterback so he's not out there throwing 7-on-7 in practice. And we're talking practice, man.
I mean, Doug, that's why I don't see this getting any better. The last 15 games, the Steelers defense is giving up on average 26 points per game. That's who they are. And now it's 4 out of 7 games this year where they're giving up more than 30 points. They're routinely outgained. They've given up over 369 yards in 6 of the 7 games that they've played. I mean, every way you slice it defensively, it's not just this season as the sample size. And if Mike Tomlin's saying they're not going to do anything dramatic to change, I don't know why anybody, himself included, would think that anything is going to change.
Exactly. And I'm surprised no one didn't throw his line back at him like, hey, continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. Isn't that insanity? Well, you're saying you're insane then right now, because if you're not going to change, and even if he would have said, hey, listen, we have to look at everything and not dramatically change the foundation of the defense, maybe evolve, tweak it here or there, find out. It's called self-scout. They had a bye week already. That's what I would ask them. In your bye week, what did you self-scout? What did you do to see what is going on and what is the major issues and how teams are consistently exploiting this defense? Answer that question for me. That's the type of questions I want to know from him, because he can, when you ask him layup questions like this, he knows how to wordsmith his way out of a question and say a lot but not say anything.
Right.
And right there, he didn't say anything that we already didn't know.
Among all the frustrating things that we've seen from the Steelers defense this year, I think this might be the most frustrating and damning to me. We knew going into the game that Tucker Kraft was going to be their A1 weapon.
He's a leading receiver.
He goes 7 for 143 and 2 touchdowns. We knew before the Jets game they might be targeting that Garrett Wilson cat. He goes 7 for 95 and a touchdown. Who's the best player on Seattle's offense? Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 for 103. For New England, Hunter Henry, 8 for 90 and 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, easier said than done, hell of a player.
Right.
He goes 10 for 126. And then Ja'Marr Chase goes 16 for whatever the hell he went for, 894 yards. It was an all-time Bengals receiving record. The best player for the opposition should be the primary focus every week. I'm guessing in the meeting rooms, it is. And they haven't made a single offense this year, Doug, play with their right hand tied behind their back.
And I don't know, unless they go the Michael Jordan route. Michael's going to get his. Let him get his, and we're going to try to shut down everybody else. Well, guess what? They haven't done that either.
Right. That'd be fine, too, if Jordan Addison ain't breaking for an 80-yard catch and run in Dublin.
Absolutely.
And the list goes on and on. T. Higgins also got his. Their third receiver, Yoshi Voss, got his.
Right.
If you want to eat, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet when you're playing the Steelers defense.
Speaking of which, did you ever go to those Chinese all-you-can-eat buffets in college?
I have never been to one. I have a great friend of mine who swears by them.
Oh,
there's one not far from here, actually.
I can't do it now just because the sodium and the MSG just get bloated. But when I was young and didn't have a lot of money, that was a way to get your fill. Anyway, I digress. Sorry about that.
All right, well, my stomach, as you said that, literally just rumbled. You and me today, Chinese buffet?
Harry's paying? I'm in.
All right, we're going. You're right. It's not just, let's not take the primary guy away. Let's take everything else away. They haven't even done that.
Right.
They're not taking anything away.
No. And that's one of the reasons. And like I said, and I stood on the table last week and said, put Jalen Ramsey before the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
Put him. Let's do it. I was wrong. He is not a shutdown corner anymore. He is not. So, okay, he's very good at making splash plays as a Swiss Army knife. Okay, well then let's do that, but make sure what he's doing, helping double team the number one receiver. Let's do it that way. And then again, other guys have to step up. And that's one of the things that I'm seeing is no one is really stepping up. And when you really think about it and you look at the root of it, name me a leader in that locker room. Name me a leader. Name me a guy like James Harrison. When things like this are going down, he's grabbing his own teammates in the face and say, let's have some pride. We are the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't have people come into our house and we have to go on a silent count. That's not. And guess what? The offense is scoring points. The Steelers are known as a tough, physical, defensive presence in the NFL. And when they had it rolling, every team that came in here, win, lose, or draw, walked out and said, damn, that was a fight.
Yes.
Are people saying that now?
Absolutely not. They're 11-9 in their last 20 home games. So people are coming in here almost winning at a 50% clip. But your point about leadership is a good one. James Harrison lost his mind on Joe Hayden on his podcast the other day. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I
I'm
heard
guessing
it.
That's what you're referencing.
Yeah.
He even called Joe Hayden someone who came from a line of losers.
Yes.
Because he played for the Cleveland Browns. You ask who the leaders are. It's supposedly Cam, but here's what he had to say after the game. I know this got under your skin.
You know, adversity a lot better, man. I think this game kind of eroded in the second half, and big plays were, you know, the death of us today. You know, you're not going to be perfect out there, but you got to keep fighting. You know, I just think there's a lot of ball and, you know, not enough fight on our side.
Not enough fight on our side.
And I want to know, what do you mean by a lot of ball? I think ball was a replacement for another word that he really wanted to say. A lot of BS and not enough fight. There's a lot of words talking and a lot of, oh, we got to do this. Or we're going to do this. We're standards of standard, blah, 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 blah. But when you look out there, there's no fight. And Pittsburgh people, if they go out there and lose that game, but it's a tough physical game, people will be like, yeah, that sucks we lost, but we kicked their butts. They came in here, and yeah, they were better than us that day, but they didn't out-physical us. There was fight. They showed fight. And this is on the backs of a nationally televised, a second nationally televised, when they were in the playoffs. And we're talking playoffs. And they got called out for quitting.
And that's the thing. When it's Kirk Herbstreit, that's one thing.
Yeah.
This call is coming from inside the
inside,
house.
Exactly.
That's damning.
That is very damning. So that's where I'm saying, where is that person that's going to say, enough is enough? Let's have some pride. And like James Harrison, it's Sunday night. Your kids are watching. They see that back of the jersey and it's planted on the ground or it's chasing a guy and it's the guy's 10 yards in front of him. Have some pride.
Aaron Rodgers did not want to do the jersey exchange with Jordan Love following the game because he figured it would be a bad look, and I totally understand that. They are going to ultimately do the jersey exchange. First of all, those Steelers jerseys are abhorrent, but the jersey he's going to get from Jordan Love ain't going to have a single stain on it, Doug.
No.
Not a single stain. Mm-hmm. Not one time was he planted in that beautiful Acrisure Stadium turf, which, by the way, the Steelers, pitch too good to be playing on the Steelers turf right now. Let me tell you that. Doug, when we come back, the Steelers did make an addition to this defense. To what end? What does it mean? We'll get into that when we return. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I certainly agree with that. I don't think I like how we responded to the explosion plays, field flipping plays, drive producing conversion third downs that happened in the third quarter. I didn't think our offense responded very well to the non-call on the first third down of the half. And, you know, you don't always have control over what happens to you in game. Rest assured, some things are going to happen. There's ebb and flow over the course of 60 minutes. But in that instance, as a collective, we feel like we didn't respond in any appropriate or the desired way. We didn't smile in the face of it. We didn't produce the type of plays that count interact those things and get the balance back in our favor. We're certainly being critical of ourselves, and we're utilizing that as fuel as we prepare for our next opportunity.
Mike Tomlin saying that the offense didn't respond to adversity. We already referenced Cam Hayward and heard from Cam Hayward saying that there was not enough fight from his group. So Cam and Tomlin both see it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But this reminds me of that meme. We're all trying to find the guy who did this. If you're the head coach and your team's not responding to adversity, when you say things all the time like you can't blink, you got to smile in the face of adversity, and when you're Cam Hayward and you get up there and you're the only leader that really talked, because TJ Watt, it was like 7 3-second clips.
Mm-hmm.
For Jalen Ramsey, same kind of deal. I mean, okay, that's your leader on defense, and that's the leader of this football organization. If you're not responding to adversity, you got to look in the mirror, Doug.
Got to look in the mirror. And I would say, well, LaFleur has been in the league maybe 6-7 years. What's that, like a third of the time of the head coach is Tomlin? He had his team ready to respond to adversity when Broderick Jones, they didn't call that false start or
yep.
illegal motion.
Great point.
So what's going on? You have to, like you said, Tomlin has to be the first person to look in the mirror and say, what are we doing that's helping us win, and what are we doing that's not? And whatever we're doing that's not, we just can't say, we just got to play better. That's a hope. What's the plan to put you in positions to play better? What are the tactical positions that you're going to, or tactical evidence in ways you're going to put these players in position? And if it's not the player, if it's not the tactics, then it's the players, then you, and he is a major influence or major decision maker in bringing in the players, then you're going to have to reevaluate that. Unfortunately, you got to reevaluate that on the offseason. So this is starting to really look like they may have to tear it down to the studs. And I'm not saying Tomlin's not going to get fired, but look at everything they do and every process they have in place, from player procurement to coaching strategies to everything. Because right now it's not working, and it's not getting better.
It's not fixable.
No.
Not with the people that they have, not with the schemes that they have, not with the mentality that they have. And you talk about adversity. The Packers are on the road, although at times it sounded like a home game.
Mm-hmm.
They're down 16-7.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back and win by double digits. That's responding.
That's
smiling
responding
in the face of adversity. The Bengals mm-hmm. had a quarterback come in and play 8 days after you signed him. They're down 10-0. It looked like the dam was going to break. They withstood it. They won the football game.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two examples right there of a team that is dealing with adversity and battling through it. And I would say those are bigger holes to dig out of than, oh no, they didn't call an offside penalty and we don't get a free play.
Correct. And that's where I was talking, and I brought this up on the Final Word of Channel 11, is the team starts to take the characteristics of the head coach. And when you talk about Mike Tomlin, I'm not going to discredit him as a coach and what he's achieved. But when you look at his press conference, he's a great orator. He's got great one-liners. But right now, just like his press conferences, I'm not saying him or his past coaching, but his press conferences and the team he's put on, neither of them have substance at all. There is no substance in that, especially on the defense. Now, offensively, I'll say they're putting up points. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But his baby, a defensive coach, there is no substance to him right now, especially in face of adversity and when you need him most.
They're paper champions.
Yes.
They spent all offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Pounding their chest. Historic defense. DK Metcalf said it's the best defense he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. Juan Thornhill said it could be the best defense of all time. Peyton Wilson said he's among the best coverage linebackers in the sport. Mike Tomlin on the Pivot podcast said they can cover any team in football man-to-man, and that includes, but with no disrespect, the Cincinnati Bengals. And this after giving up 299 yards in a playoff game, getting called to the carpet by Kirk Herbstreit for all to hear that they quit, and they had the gall to tell us how great they were going to be before they played a game?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, Doug. Somebody needs to bear responsibility, but there's no accountability.
There it is.
You talked about it, man, before the season even started. Okay, at least Mike Tomlin's putting the target on his back. Nothing's going to happen.
No.
He can say all that stuff and they can woefully underperform. Doug, they'd be underperforming if they were average. They're one of the worst defenses in the league. He did put the bullseye on his back. It's a problem, though, because nobody's going to do anything about it. And by nobody, I mean the owner of the football team.
And that, to me, is where, obviously, people are starting to point the finger. Like, wait a minute. It is, and Tomlin says it, it's a production-based business.
I know.
And right now, the production of his side of the ball, which he's supposed to be the mastermind of, is dreadful. So what's going to happen if this continues? So my thinking is, and here it is. When we look at the Steelers the last couple years, and it's playing out this year, they are an above average team that can beat average to below average teams. But when they go up against a good quarterback or a good team, they are consistently outcoached, outplayed, outphysicaled, and beat. All the time. When is the last time they beat a legitimate contending team?
Really? If you take the division matchups against the Ravens away, and the last two went their favor, and they weren't particularly close. If you take the Ravens out of it.
Was it Bills?
That was the start of the season a couple of years ago. They beat Washington on the road last year.
Rookie quarterback.
Washington got better as the season went on. You got worse.
Yep.
But that was a pretty good win. They're few and far between,
right,
Doug.
You could say, well, Denver and the Knicks. I mean, Bo Nix, that was early in the season. And they were dreadful.
I didn't think the Broncos were going to win more than three games after watching them. But you know what they did? They ascended. And they got better.
Right. And that's another thing that even the last probably 5 or 6 years, you can maybe count 1 year where the Steelers were ascending and playing their best football in December. In January, and that's when you need to be playing your best football. And that's why
Mason Rudolph was the quarterback of all people.
Exactly. So that's where I start. I would have said from the preseason, you have an older roster. You have historically been not coming into the latter part of this season playing good football. What's your mindset and how are you going to rectify that situation? Especially, like I said, with a roster predominantly stocked with people over 30 on the defensive side of the ball.
Their biggest additions, Doug, are on the defensive side, all over 30,
mm-hmm.
or rookies.
Yeah.
Rookies hit the rookie wall. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. Happens every year in the NFL. And older players, especially when you're on the field for 33 minutes a game, that's going to be diminishing returns.
No doubt.
And the returns haven't been good enough so far. I do want to talk about the accountability aspect coming up next, because sort of stumbled into this. Last time they finished strong, it's when they fired the offensive coordinator and they said, we're going to ride the hot-handed quarterback. Those were seismic changes to make. Can they make a seismic change? Is there a panic button that they can hit? We'll get to that. I promise we talk about Kyle Duggar's edition. We will. Segment brought to you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do my Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. You can reach out on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I just admitted something that I've never admitted before.
Self-evaluation is the key to life, and that's maybe one of the issues that everybody in Steeler country has a problem with, the lack of self-awareness of the head coach and their football team.
Well, I've got self-awareness.
Oh, yes, you do. After that comment, I think you do.
Pearl Jam. Is that a weird thing? Harry, are you a Pearl Jam fan? Is that like sacrilege?
No.
I think if you're a middle-aged white guy specifically, you have to love Pearl Jam. Do you like Pearl Jam?
I'll listen to them. I'm not going to go pay and go see them. But yeah, if it's on, I'll listen to them. Yeah. But it's not something I'm like, oh, I love Pearl Jam. Arrgh.
A lot of people are. Very,
yes.
Very.
Oh, I got a lot of friends that are, yes.
I swear by it.
Yeah, I had a late friend, Kevin McKeever. That was his jam. I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah.
That was it. That his son set and rose around Pearl Jam. Loved him. Eddie was
They got a cult
a
following.
And they're absolutely
above and beyond that, because they're popular in the mainstream too. But the people who love Pearl Jam love Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder came out recently with a solo album that I actually really did enjoy. But nobody's here for this, Doug.
No.
And it's my fault. And I'm tried to transition out of it. And I wouldn't allow that to happen. We talked about the lack of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin runs the defense. He game plans when it's a crucial situation in a game, a third down or a red zone. He might not be calling the plays, but he's saying, hey, you need to heat up Jordan Love here. Or, hey, we should drop eight here, blah, blah, blah. That being said, Terrell Austin has the title of defensive coordinator, and he does call a lot of the plays. He definitely helps with the game plan. I think he needs to go, Doug, because you can't keep doing this and nobody pay for it.
Oh.
Now, it's not going to happen midseason.
No.
I really don't think so. My prediction, and I think it's going to be right on the money here, is the defense is going to underperform. His contract's up at the end of the year, and he's going to walk.
And you said the key thing, the money.
Mm-hmm.
they are not going to, well, they did it once, but they're not going to make a habit of paying people not to work. And especially when you have a guy on the side of the ball that the head coach has his fingers in everything. So he's going to protect his guy, which he should, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But he's also going to say at the end of the year, I got to stay one step ahead of the posse. I got to make a change and bring somebody else in.
Well, he's either protecting his guy or he truly believes that the defense isn't that far off. And I'm not sure which one of those is worse. Probably the latter, not the former.
Right. And that goes to the self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have high hopes, but we gonna see.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes either. I mean, last time we talked about it on the air, and then it happened with Matt Canada, that mm-hmm. the minority owners were pissed off, and they were willing to pay the freight for the rest of Matt Canada's contract. Not hearing any such rumblings right now, despite the fact that statistically this defense is actually worse mm-hmm. than what Matt Canada's offense was in 2023.
Yeah, and I know this much. I'm not going to put a nipple-piercing bet on it, but if they miss the playoffs and the defense continues to go like this, those minority owners are going to stand on the table and say, you got to make some changes, and that is number one, the defensive coordinator. And I love T.A. He's a great guy and everything. I don't know how much his hands are tied behind his back or if they're not, or if it's a collaborative effect. Like him and Mike Tomlin work well together and they come up with it. Or Mike's like, hey, this is what you – here's the script you have. Here are the plays you got to call. You call them, and every once in a while I'll jump in.
Yeah.
We just don't know that. But either way, if this continues, he's going to be the fall guy.
Oh, he's definitely going to be the fall guy.
No doubt about it.
Despite the fact that Mike Tomlin, in both press conferences since the loss to the Packers, has blamed the offense not scoring touchdowns, which, hey, in a vacuum, score touchdowns. Totally get it. That's not the reason they lost the game.
That's not the reason they lost the game, but also he's got a part in that as well. Start going for it on fourth down. Be aggressive. All right? If you're in the red zone, I'd like to see him start saying, when we're in the red zone and we're playing a quarterback like Love, we are going to put the gas pedal to the floor.
Yes.
And anytime we're in the plus territory, it's four down territory. Because we can't win against a quarterback like Jordan Love by kicking field goals. If he came out and said that, I'm changing from now on. When we play teams like that, we're going forward. Even if they missed and didn't make or convert those fourth downs, people would understand.
It sets a tone.
Yes, sets the tone. And guess what? That starts to permeate through the locker room. Oh, the coach is going to be out? Now we have to be more aggressive. We have to get our coaches back and start converting on those. And those millisecond plays away that we're away, let's start being a millisecond ahead and making those plays because our coach is putting it on us.
The first drive of the game, the Steelers had a penalty that took them from second and 5 to second and 15.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get it all back right there, baby.
No.
You try. You make a play, you make another play, then you go for it on fourth down.
Exactly.
If you have to nickel and dime it, you can't, because people are texting, it was third and 15, or fourth and 15, of course you're going to kick the field goal. You need to be thinking about fourth down on second down, on third down. That is such an advantage when teams are playing for fourth down instead of just playing for getting it all on third down.
And that's the difference between an offensive-minded coach and a defensive-minded coach and a defensive-minded coach from an old-school background.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the Steelers, this is another damning statistic. That's been this entire week's worth of shows. 18 times the opposition has gone for it on fourth down against the Steelers. 4 times the Steelers have gone for it on fourth down.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
To your point about go out there and acknowledge, because the first step towards fixing a problem is acknowledging that you have one. You need to acknowledge that you're bad defensively and play offensively like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, to his credit, is a long time ago, when Ben threw the 6 touchdowns in back-to-back weeks against the Ravens and Colts, that Colts offense was dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Tomlin said after the game, they won 51-34. Ben threw 6 touchdowns. They went for it on a fourth down and scored a touchdown to put the game away on a fourth down. Mike Tomlin said we knew we'd have to score a lot of points to win. I loved it then.
Right.
It doesn't happen anymore. And this is the best quarterback you've had since Ben.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to acknowledge we need to win because of our offense while the defense improves.
Right.
But he doesn't acknowledge that the defense is this big of a problem.
And you know as well as I do, we would both sit in here, and if they were aggressive on offense and ended up losing because they didn't convert fourth down, be like, hey, they didn't get it done, but I love the way they are approaching the game. this is something different. And this, especially with the team we have, with a defense that can't hold up later in games, put it on the offense. That's fine. And if they don't happen, hey, you're not going to win on it. It's the National Football League. They get played too, those other teams. They got players that get paid. That's fine. But it's the mindset. And that permeates, like I said, in the locker room. And then that helps you later on in the year when you need to be playing well. Coach has such faith in us. We are going to play better. That's when you put the onus back on the players because, hey, I'm giving you the tools and the faith in the way we play football. So you guys make me right. All right, I'm going to make my coach right because he's given us a chance to go out there and ball.
I love
and win it.
And meanwhile, you've got Rodgers a couple of times already this year where he clearly wanted to go for it on fourth down and it got taken away from him.
That's going to be interesting later in the year how that relationship starts to either deteriorate or get closer. I don't know what's going to happen. If it, more in the where he's like, you bought me in here to take this team to the next level.
Yes.
Give me the ball. Put the ball in my hands. If you consistently stop and not allow him to do what he does, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
The defense is among the worst in football. The reason they're 4-3 is because of Aaron Rodgers in this offense. Yet the first criticism coming out of Mike Tomlin's mouth in both press conferences following that game were about the offense. Yikes. Texter, enough with the gaslighting. We know it's the head coach. Well, thanks for using your word of the day, toilet paper, today. Yeah, we know it's the head coach, too. But someone gots to pay, and it ain't going to be the head coach. Mm-hmm. They need to make a change somewhere to send a message. I'd fire the defensive coordinator. All right, coming up next, I've been teasing this for like an hour. Kyle Duggar, newest Steelers safety. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug, Kyle Duggar's a Steeler. We like he?
Immediate help? No. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's coming in and trying to get on a moving train, which unless you're a 40-year-old quarterback that plays for Zach Taylor, you can't do.
That's right. Or Baker Mayfield, and you're playing with Sean McVay.
Right. You got a guy that is 29, coming off an ankle injury. Will he help? I think so. He's a physical presence, but how quickly can he get incorporated in a defense that has communication issues for the last 3 years? I don't know. You tell me.
It's not going to happen quick, I don't think, and I don't think it has much to do with him.
No.
We had a Patriots expert on earlier. He said this dude's a pro's pro. He's a really smart guy. He should have no problem picking up the defense, but he's not going to play a lot early.
No.
Because that's not how they do business. They brought in the Packers' edge rusher last year, Preston Smith. Mm-hmm. He only played 14% of the snaps down the stretch. They brought in Mike Williams. He had 9 catches and 135 yards. That's more than their MO. They still haven't got Peppers up on the moving train. He played 13 snaps on Sunday night.
So I think it's more insurance. And you also got to look at it as insurance, but also having a body in there that has been a vet that hopefully if they have another injury, then they can press him into action by spoon-feeding him the defense while he's here.
And this all points back to something we talked about in the offseason leading into the season. If you draft and develop well, you don't need to go out and
have a transfer portal team.
And that's what they do, man.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do. All right. Good talk.
Good talk. Always a pleasure.
Have I persuaded you to see the nipple piercing tonight?
No. But I am going on record. I think, and it's going to be a typical Steeler game, they're going to come back and beat the Colts.
What? We just spent 55 minutes crushing them.
We are crushing them, and that's what Tomlin does. Just gives you enough to keep you coming back. Like, and we're going to be next week. We're going to be like, they can do it. Let's look down the road. They can do it. I think they're going to come out and win.
48-12. Colts win. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Thank you, Doug. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. High of 54, low of 36, 75% chance of rain.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.